And so right now we are talking to Andrew, who joins us in the studio this morning. Andrew, good morning and welcome to Jozi FM.
Yeah, morning, Lungeli. Thanks for having me in.
Are you well?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
We are good. Cold, it's a bit chilly,
nah? Yeah, but,
it's
yet.
That time of the year, so it's expected.
Exactly.
All right, so briefly tell us who are you and tell us more about the glass recycling company.
Yeah, sure. So the glass recycling company we established back in 2005, started operations 2006. And an interesting thing about us is we don't actually collect glass ourselves and
okay.
We don't buy glass. What we do is we facilitate the whole process between the man on the street collecting glass all the way through to the glass manufacturers and fillers.
Okay.
We are recognized as an official organization dedicated to actually just promoting awareness and educating South Africans about glass recycling.
Okay. So basically the people that we see in our community, because for a typical morning in Soweto, you'd see, guys with their trolleys and they've got their bottles and I'm not sure where they hid it, but I know that they're always just moving to get glass to wherever that it is. And there was actually statistics that came out to say that South Africa is actually doing quite well, when it comes to recycling in the country. So are you the guys that they would then take the bottles to?
Not directly. What we do is, like I said, we facilitate the whole process.
Okay,
so
okay.
We've got various people. We've got the people on the street that you're talking about there that collect the glass.
Yeah.
We go through to people that actually buy the glass back as buyback centers as well.
Mm.
And then in terms, there's people that transport it as well to the glass manufacturers to do the whole melting and recycling of glass. So
interesting.
There's numerous people involved in the process. So people, if they are interested, can get connected in various different ways.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the schools competition in the various provinces. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. So we started the schools competition back in 2013, so we're into our fifth year of running this. It normally runs from about February to October time, so we're coming up to roughly halfway through our year, this current year. So don't let that put any potential schools that are interested in getting involved off.
Okay.
We're in four provinces here in Gauteng, the Eastern and Western Cape, and KZN.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to achieve by this is we're trying to not only enable young scholars and stuff to get to enjoy a cleaner and greener country, but to also be actively involved in the process as well. From a school's perspective, it's a great opportunity as well to raise extra funds for the school. We offer annual prizes to the top three in each province. We monthly prizes to the top five in each province. We also do monthly donations to every participant who actually collects glass. And obviously, the more you collect, and the higher volumes, the higher the donation.
Okay, so let's get into it, because I'm a bit worried. I'm a parent, and for example, if my son comes back and goes, Ma, the school is actually participating in a glass recycling competition, the type of glass, what are we looking at? Because
well, we're talking about glass bottles and jars ultimately at the end of the day. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to instill these good positive behaviors and instill good habits that can obviously when you get them young, you can try and trap them for, not trap them, that's probably the wrong word, but try and get them involved for the rest of the life. Obviously instilling those good habits can obviously have a knock-on effect various ways down the line. Take it home to your parents, get your parents involved if they're not already. The neighbors see this family being involved, so it's just they've got a knock-on effect, and that's kind of where we're trying to go with this competition.
So I'm actually throwing that into the works, because obviously there's quite a lot of bottles, and some of them being beer bottles.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right,
for example, how would we now balance the education as a parent to say I am trying to teach my child that recycling is very important in this country, at the same time you don't want to see them at taverns now standing around and collecting bottles, because now the school is involved in a glass collecting competition. As a parent, I think the involvement is crucial there, but how do I now balance the two?
It's fair enough, it's a very tricky thing. But what you want to do is obviously start from home and collecting from home, and hopefully they're not being exposed at that level to beer bottles, wine bottles, and there's obviously glass jars for other food and containers and stuff. So that's kind of where we're going with that. Start at that level. We've got separate promotions and stuff we run for restaurants and shopping centres to do their own collection process.
Yeah.
But ultimately, from a school's perspective, is really start from the home and start with the more general
stuff. The mayo bottles, the milk bottles,
exactly.
that kind of thing. Exactly. Okay, for the schools. And then let's talk about, the South African glass recycling rates. I know I touched a bit on it to say we did get some statistics this earlier on this week on recycling in general.
Yes.
But let's actually get into glass recycling. What's the rate in South Africa?
Well, currently we're sitting at about 41.5%, which when we started 12 years ago was down at 18%. So we've kind of grown, but to be fair, growth is probably slowing a little bit as well. So we need some additional support, and where I'm going with that is probably we're looking at government to bring in this mandatory separation at source legislation.
Okay.
And as a good guide and a comparison, Europe, which has a very sophisticated separation at source legislation in place, and these sophisticated processes that have been running for a while, they're sitting at about 70%. So that's kind of where we're ultimately going, trying to go towards, and we are working with government and with the other recycling streams as well to try and get to that position.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Andrew, why is it that people are generally not recycling? Why are we not a recycling nation as South Africans?
Well, I think it comes down to awareness for it, and that's one of our mandates, is actually to raise awareness for it. So as I said, touched on earlier, we don't collect glass bottles ourselves or buy it, but we go out there and educate people, raise awareness. So that's probably one of the things. And then it also comes down to just general attitude, I think. Certainly from a personal perspective as well, if you're not educated at a school, you might not know about it, and then you become a bit lazy when you go into your late schooling years, early adulthood and stuff like that. From my side of things, I've got two young children, and obviously you start thinking about legacy and getting them involved and thinking what you can leave for them, and you kind of change your mindset. So I think general attitude is one, and then the other point was what I touched on earlier, which is our key mandate, is getting out there and promoting and raising awareness and educating.
Alright, it's quite interesting, because when you're talking about glass recycling, and we were talking about the mayonnaise bottle, and growing up, we used to recycle it within the household, where you'd find that after the mayo is done, our mummies and our grannies would actually take it, and they'd take peaches, and they'd pickle them and put them in bottles for like a year or so. So during the December season, we'd actually now reopen a bottle of bottled apricots or bottled peaches, and that is how the recycling process used to happen back in the days. How are we now encouraging and changing, the family values in terms of how we are now recycling the bottle in the new age?
Yeah, I certainly think you're probably ahead of the curve there in terms of recycling, but those things still happen.
Yeah.
But in terms of the people that don't do that, what we're trying to do is just educate them with the message. These are the benefits. It's not just giving us a greener and cleaner country, but there's also energy savings. Yeah, there's a there's loads of benefits from it, and it's just keeping people busy, changing their mindsets and getting them involved and trying to get as many people as we can involved.
Alright, and so what are you guys doing? As you said, you did touch on the fact that you are working with government, so maybe just break it down to us as well to say what is government and public companies supposed to be doing to
from government are aware of this whole separation at source, and they are looking at ways at bringing it in. It's obviously trickier in trying to put it into practice. So we're constantly working with them, but other public companies, you talk about your restaurants, bars, shopping centers, we go out to them and meet them and encourage them to obviously get their consumers to buy into the recycling, but then they've got to play their part as well by having recycling facilities on site, which we do have over 4,000 glass banks in the country.
Okay.
We're obviously trying to get more out, and that's part of our remit to try and get out there and promote and get more people buying into that.
All right, so what's your relation with other service providers, for example, other waste companies, other waste management companies that we already have within the ecosystem?
Well, we work quite closely with all the different recycling streams, so we're all trying to work on some sort of consolidated plan, as a general rule for recycling in the country. In terms of other waste companies, we do work, I touched on earlier, there's various stages to the recycling process, from the collectors through to people who buy it back through buyback centres, the people that transport it. So those all waste companies that we work with quite closely and support them as much as we can.
Alright, so tell us about some of your successes.
Well, I think this is probably a good time to throw in a couple of numbers into the equation. We've spoken about recycling rate. We've grown from 18% to 41.5% where we are currently. We we're currently about 80% of diversion from landfill or rubbish dumps, as more commonly known. Mm-hmm. We have over 4,000 glass banks in the country currently, and we support over 50,000 individuals who have derived a source of income basically mm-hmm. from collecting glass as well. And we support them by, you know, offering training courses, yeah. a bit of business advice, mm-hmm. mentorship. Mm-hmm. We look at supporting them with safety equipment because glass mm-hmm. is notoriously difficult sure. to handle.
Sure.
And that's like gloves, glass, masks. And we also give them bulk bags as well so they can carry the stuff. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's kind of, I think, our key successes. But obviously trying to grow, we need that little bit of extra support and nice. Continuing to raise the message about it.
All right. So basically you spoke about, you know, supporting and job creation and income. Is it a viable income source, collecting glass?
It can be. Like I said, we've got over 50,000 people who are out there in the field that are living and breathing our message.
Yeah.
And there is an opportunity there for people if they want to get involved to earn a source of income. Obviously, it depends on how much work they want to put in and how mm-hmm. much they get out of it. But if they are interested, you know, they just need to get in touch with us.
All right. Very quickly, I want us to give the listener a practical example because we are now encouraging families to say, let us collect bottles and teach our young ones, especially as well as there's a competition that is happening within our schools. Yeah. What would the procedure be like? Like, for example, if I were to start today to say, I am now going to make sure that my whole family understands the importance of recycling glass, yeah. okay? What do I do? Do I keep a bag in the, in the back of the house? You know, what do I do to make sure that I am actually encouraging every family member and educating them on the importance of recycling?
Yeah, I think it's like you said, it starts at home. So, yeah, the easiest thing to do is have a couple of separate bags outside. Okay. And then separate the waste. You know, that's starting to get people thinking when they're using stuff, you know, separate it.
Yeah.
In terms of the actual collections, there's various collection points around the country. They just need to get in touch with us and we'll be able to advise on how that's done.
Mm. Okay. So where do we find you?
Well, we're all over the country. The best place to look at is our website. Mm-hmm. That's at theglassrecyclingcompany.co.za. So that's mm-hmm. the best place to start. Pick up the phone. Our number's on there. We're based in Johannesburg, but we all are all over the country.
So. Nice one. All right. So basically to all those families that would like to get involved and others that are probably collecting already, not too sure where they should be taking the glass and whatever not. And the safety, you know, I think the safety thing, especially within our communities, Andrew, I am going to tell this. We talk about this every single morning, especially now that it's winter. You know, it's very difficult for motorists to be able to spot the people that are already collecting glass or taking them to the various places because they don't have reflectors on. You know, it's such a terrible situation. It's a hazard for them. It's a hazard for the motorists on the roads as well. You know, I would like you just advise on what can be done.
Yeah, I certainly think so. Certainly from a home perspective, you'd like to think that glass is not broken at that stage.
Okay.
But if people or individuals are looking to get involved in the whole process, mm-hmm. like I said, get in touch with us.
Okay.
We do offer support in terms of we give out safety equipment. Mm-hmm. We look after them with gloves, glasses, mm-hmm. masks and bags and stuff like that.
Nice.
So get in touch with us. We'll be able to put you into contact with the correct person.
Lovely. All right, quickly for the schools there, those that would like to enter the competition.
Yeah. Although I said earlier we touched on it's a February to October. But if you want to get involved, you can still get involved. We've got monthly prizes and donations up for grabs.
Yeah.
Again, get in touch via our website. There's a relatively easy registration process. But yeah, if you want to get involved like that.
Great one. All right. So it is the Glass Recycling Company .co.za. That is where we find you.
That's correct.
That is your website. Andrew, thank you so much for coming through this morning. Recycling is a conversation that needs to continue within our communities. We also need to be safe about it because, as you said, it's very difficult to deal with glass, especially when you have the young ones in the home as well, and to make sure that when they are recycling, they're also very safe. And to those that have already started recycling, it's important that your safety comes first as well. Think of us, you know, the pedestrians as well as the motorists on the roads. Make sure that you are totally safe as well as you are making an income. And let's all make sure that we are just glass recycling.
Perfect. You've summed it up perfectly.
Thank you so much to you, Andrew. Have yourself a fantastic day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. So that is how we